Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
Yeah.
It's Wednesday. It's
Hump Day.
Yes, it is. And we got all the celebrity news to last you for the rest of the week. First off, got a lot to cover today. Atlanta's here, though.
What's
Look
up,
Atlanta?
Atlanta?
I always wave this direction for Atlanta. It could be that way. I have no idea.
I think it's that way.
Hey, Atlanta.
Yeah.
We got a lot to cover today. Brad and Angelina are at it again. They're feuding again.
Okay.
Also, Kay Michelle wants to talk about, a lot to say about her fling with Idris Elba. And somebody's pregnant.
Oh.
And I'm not the father. I mean, the DNA test hasn't come back yet, but I'm pretty sure I'm not the father.
Would you want to be?
Frank, you're
Idris
the father.
Elba's baby? Yes,
okay.
I'd be the father. I would totally be the father. But Brad, what you got for us?
Well, y'all ready for some football?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right, y'all. It's that time of the year. Fans in the stands are cheering and tailgating and cheerleaders all on the sidelines and everything. Except things are looking a little different this season because for the first time ever, men are joining to cheerlead in the NFL squad.
Oh, for the NFL.
No.
Okay.
Let me guess. San Francisco and the Falcons.
The Packers.
Falcons.
The Browns.
So when preseason football starts tomorrow, August 9th, you will soon see Quentin Perrin and Napoleon Jennings dancing for the L.A. Rams.
All right now.
And Jesse Hernandez is with the New Orleans Saints, and they will be doing the exact same dance moves as their female counterparts.
Ooh. See, that was my question, because the girls get down.
They get down.
It's like a full-on drill team routine.
Like, have you started working on your cheer?
I sure have. Ready? Okay. Our team is red hot. Our team is red hot. Our team is R-E-D, red, H-O-T, hot. Once we start, I can't be stopped.
We need to cool
it.
Kris Jenner, y'all has folks talking, honey. Now, she appeared on the Late Late Show when asked about her boyfriend, Corey Gamble. Kris went into extreme lengths not to answer, baby.
That's right.
Take a look, bitch.
It's none of your business.
Keep your business,
okay?
Kris.
Yeah?
You've been spotted wearing a massive diamond ring on your wedding finger. Are you and Corey Gamble?
Oh, I'm not going to answer.
I mean, it's the ring's right there. It's a bit of a... Oh, there it is, ladies and gentlemen! Kris Jenner, what a hero!
You know what it is? The rest of her life, she makes her money off her daughter telling their lives, and she has decided to keep her life private.
When you see that ring, you're like, okay, obviously there's
she
some sort of commitment in place.
Ain't no damn commitment. Obviously, hell, she got money. That boy didn't even work.
I was just about to say, do we really think he bought that ring, or did she buy herself a cocktail ring?
Thank you.
She wore the ring on purpose because she is a marketing genius, and she's preparing for a show because she knew that he would ask about it.
And can we just give a round of applause to that fresh face she got now?
Oh, yes,
that's a good
good. She does look good, I will
she
say.
She be fresh in that face, and that face yes. looks damn good. Yes. I'm going to say that much.
She say, I'm going to be forever young because I got me a young piece, honey.
That's
He's
right.
going to keep me energized, honey.
That's
I'm
right.
Gonna
Maybe that's how you do it. Maybe that's how you stay youthful.
That is how you do it.
Anybody who eat crickets, all bets are off. Like, I mean, there's not much you're saying.
Remember Gary ate a cricket on the show?
And he'll swallow anything.
We had some cricket. Were they cricket protein bars?
Cricket protein bars.
We've had those too.
They were low in calorie and high in fiber.
I thought you said loin calories.
I thought you said loin calories.
Well, what a difference a day makes. You know, we talked about Carrie Underwood yesterday setting the internet into a frenzy because we talked about perhaps she's too old to have a baby at the ripe old age of 35. The stork had other plans because Carrie Underwood just announced that she is pregnant. With her second baby, by the way. So congratulations, Carrie. Yeah. Hockey player husband. So Portia, 35.
I think it's a beautiful thing, but I also know when we have been bamboozled. Okay.
What do you mean?
Yeah. How you gonna say this yesterday and then be pregnant? Right. Girl, you was already pregnant. She was pregnant when she did the interview, but see, she was trying to throw us off the trail.
Yeah, if I was Carrie Underwood's husband, she would never not be pregnant.
She would constantly be Underwood.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, nice.
Little Miss Heidi.
Well.
That's pretty lyrical.
That's why she makes the mediocre dollars. Coming up, I'll tell you how being on the news will get you busted, and I'll explain later.
Bye for now, Atlanta.
See ya.
Bye, guys. It's the war of the words, honey, and it turns out that the cast of Friends wasn't so friendly after all.
Uh-oh.
Legendary actress Kathleen Turner, who guest starred on Friends as Chandler's transgender father, threw some shade at the cast in a recent interview with Vulture.
Wait, y'all,
let me tell you what she said.
Tell it, honey. I want some of this old tea.
She said, I'll be quite honest. I didn't feel very welcomed by the cast.
She let that tea steep, didn't she?
Exactly.
Okay.
Waited many years.
Okay, and when she was asked what she thought of their acting skills, this is what she said. Kathleen responded, maybe if I'd had months to work with them, I'd be in a better position to evaluate their skill. But I could only judge based on the period worked on the show. Why is she spilling the tea now?
She thought she was that girl, which she is legendary.
But
honey, they were getting legendary checks, honey. They were getting $1 million per episode. So I'm sure when she found that out later, she was like, hold on, they were not all of that.
That's right, honey. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she probably just didn't fit in because all the cast are very close.
Like us. Yeah. Like, we're very, very close. And we often get guests when one of us is out. And would y'all say that we are welcoming?
I'd say so. Yeah,
I'd say so.
I say we're welcoming, but they don't get in as close as family as we get in. You know, we'd be like, hey, boo.
And I'm not going to lie, when y'all do welcome somebody, although I want you guys to have a good show and I'm not here, I be at home like, oh, you want to be nice now. Oh, you want to be cool now. Oh, Gary complimented the bitch. Like, I be at home. I be clapping back. Oh, I be like, hell no.
Okay.
That's my family.
That's my family.
Anyway, speaking of family, I love big families. I'm so down for blended families, et cetera, right? Mm. But a lot of people are saying that this family has taken it to a whole nother level.
Oh, Lord.
That's right. So listen to this, guys. There's a mother who lives in a home with her husband, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
She also lives with her ex-husband and her ex-husband's girlfriend and their kids. And also the kids that she had with her ex-husband are all in this house together, and they call themselves the Blended 10.
I just looked it up. They live in Tennessee. There's no reason for them to be doing it.
No.
Do
you think this is a good idea or not?
I think it's a good idea.
Hell no.
I mean, in our family, my my dad was married 3 times. So that means there's 3 families. So my dad's first family and our family, my family, we all got along. We would go visit my dad's first family on weekends.
That's
like it was a little vacation.
Kate, go visit. Yeah, mama was not finna have them people up
right,
in her
the
house.
Same crib.
Somebody that your daddy was messing with done had some more family members with, and you wasn't having that either. You don't have that now. You don't play like that.
And think about intimate stuff. Y'all gotta decide who's gonna cook breakfast for the family, or do I just cook breakfast for my husband and kids, or do I cook breakfast for my ex-husband and kids? Who gonna wash the clothes? And who doing the sexing?
It's like relationships. I could see my ex and feel nothing.
That's true. But he probably didn't have good sex.
Well, I mean.
Never mind.
Look at that face, Gary said. Shut him up then. Go on to your keys.
Anyways, y'all, up next, honey, could Brad Pitt be a deadbeat dad? Say they so
funny. No.
Say they so honey. Well, honey, we'll tell you after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What's up? Welcome.
Well, my friends, it is a battle of the exes. Mm-mm. Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, they going at it. She's going at Brad Pitt for skipping out of his child support payments on their 6 children and asking the court to take action.
Say it ain't so.
Well, here's the thing. Brad Pitt's not taking the punches lying down. A source close to the actors clapping back saying Angelina's claims are totally false and Brad's, in fact, giving her millions. And the deadbeat dad allegations are a joke.
See, I knew it. Honey, on this side, I have to go with Brad.
I'm kind of on Angelina's side, because somebody said that Brad allegedly said he was not paying for all them 6 kids, so they all not his. Them 2 black ones were not his.
Oh, no, you did.
That's what they said. She bought them kids, honey. He
but
did not.
And
that's kind of where it gets weird, though, too, because, like, you know, it's like, let's just say if me and you, like, you know, were together, right? And mm-hmm. then, like, you buy, like, a VCR in 2018. Why would we do that? But mm-hmm. you bought a VCR and you making payments on it and we split up. That should be on you.
Not if we're still married.
Because you wanted the VCR.
That's pretty true. That's true, too. But guess what? You can also return the VCR. We're talking about some damn children.
Yeah. Well,
okay?
Well, and you should be a gentleman and pay for the whole VCR bill.
Brad Pitt didn't want spare children?
How y'all know that?
Well, because I'm telling you, that's what somebody... I heard that, honey, from a reliable source.
Really?
And think about it. When this man go get his hair cut and talk to his homies, he's like, damn, hell, she got 6 kids. I wanted 2. She wanted to buy 6. 2 of them black, and
you know what? If that's the case, then you know what? He still treats them like they are his.
Yeah, she just mad because his phone be turned off when she be trying to call when he be with his kids. Mm. All 6, Gary. Mm.
She's a bitter baby mama right now. Mm. Angelina, you need to move past it, boo. You are better than this.
Acting like Maleficent, girl.
All right
now. Well, y'all, K. Michelle is speaking out and not holding back.
Oh. Okay, KK.
Yeah, K recently sat down with Hollywood Unlocked and spoke about her past relationship with the sexy actor Idris Elba.
Ooh, girl, tell all.
Ooh, during the interview, she opened up about the singer not wanting a commitment and was surprised to find out he was engaged to his current fiance, Sabrina Dowry.
He would never be committed to one woman. Mm. And he said, I would be taken care of. Mm-hmm. I would be fine. But he would never commit to one woman.
He was upfront about that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. But now he's engaged, right?
Yeah, so you know me. I'm like, damn, bitch. You know what I'm saying?
All right,
you had some You had some sauce.
First of all, why are you still talking about Idris? That's been a long time ago. Number one. Number two, what you gotta realize, this girl got butt parts. I'm sure Sabrina's all natural. That's why he could not be with her. So he wanted a all-natural woman.
Well, Dish Nation, that's not all the TK Michelle spilled. She also revealed that Idris's head game was amazing, darling.
His what game?
I said his head game was amazing, darling.
Like he has a nice haircut?
Anyway, she even blasted football star LaShawn McCoy for being a minute man.
She said you date LaShawn McCoy, too. Do you agree?
Did you date LaShawn McCoy, Portia? You need some glasses? Girl, we didn't know about that one.
What you say about that head game again?
Somebody got amnesia. Well, apparently you need somebody to talk to, Portia. And if anybody out there needs somebody to talk to, whether it be Portia, Gary, Brad, listen, even K. Michelle, you need to holler at Talkspace. Talkspace is a great outlet for whatever is troubling you, and you can get pointers on dealing with stress.
I'm such a busy man, honey. Oh, my God. Can I call anytime?
Yo, 24 hours, 7 days a week. It's online. Oh. It's mobile. It's an app. It matches you up with a licensed therapist, and you can talk about everyday challenges at work or at home, and there's no extra commutes, no leaving the office, and no judgments. They have over 2,000 licensed therapists who are experienced in addressing all the life challenges we all face.
This is really cool. Now, how do I sign up?
Oh, man, yeah. I need to download this right now. I need it.
Well, you know what? Got you covered. So to match with a perfect therapist for the fraction of the price of traditional therapy, just go to Talkspace.com/dish and use our promo code DISH to get $45 off your first month. Just say yours truly sent you.
Up next, find out why our beloved Kim Kardashian is being attacked by those nasty trolls again.
No.
We'll be right back.
Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
The trollers are coming for Kim Kardashian yet again.
Oh,
I got a feeling they are led by Gary.
Yes.
Anyway, she released a pic of her beautiful self promoting Kanye's Yeezys with the caption, like butter, hashtag butter350s, hashtag Yeezys. Uh-huh. And y'all came for her. Look at this picture.
Girl, see, she looking like that's the same damn position she was in when she got raised.
So what? What's the big deal,
People
Gary?
Been coming
she looks
for a long
good.
Time.
She looks good modeling.
She look like
no matter what she do, somebody gonna say
so. Like a fish called Wanda, honey.
Oh, no, you did not. Oh, Lord. Well, you and some of the trolls agreed, honey. As soon as this picture hit the internet, everyone has something to say, and they start making memes, baby. Take a look at this one.
Oh, not double dutch.
They are wrong for that. Where is she on the floor?
Oh, Lord. But my thing is, she will not let Beyonce be great.
Why?
Because Beyonce posted her photos yesterday with her nice rose garden on her head, and now she got to post something.
Oh, honey, Beyonce's going to be great regardless,
And there's a lot of people that posted things since Beyonce. It's the whole, like, internet.
And you do realize that Kim is always promoting something, and Beyonce happened to drop it on that same day. So and, what?
No, please, what? You mean you're going to sit and take up for that tramp?
I'm taking up for the fact that she always is promoting.
They're not comparing it. They're just saying, honey, every time Beyonce promotes something, Kim Kardashian's promoting
And
something.
That's why we're going to keep talking about Kim, because every time y'all mention Beyonce, y'all got to mention Kim. So y'all pumping her up.
Cross promotions is what
there
it's called.
There you go. Anyway, y'all, there's one more meme I didn't show y'all. Check this out.
Oh, bitch. Wait a minute, honey.
Y'all make a good couple, honey. You laid her out, Gary. You laid her out.
Oh, she laid me out, honey. Look,
honey, that ain't spooning. That's gorking.
Okay.
Gary forking.
All right, so y'all know what time it is, right?
It's deal time.
Indeed, indeed. And this is something everybody needs. It's the 4-pack PopSonic toothbrushes. So the 4-pack PopSonic toothbrushes includes 4 GoSonic portable electric toothbrushes and 4 additional brush heads. And here's the cool thing. If you got a dirty mouth, this gives you over 30,000 strokes per minute. And the 4-pack PopSonic toothbrushes is also battery-powered and contoured with soft nylon bristles and a snap-on cap with air holes so you can dry it on the go.
Oh, this is really good. And it helps prevent halitosis. I know a couple of people could use that.
The 4-pack PopSonic toothbrushes has a 2-minute timer with a 30-second interval indicator, and it's mad convenient, so you can pop one in your gym bag and keep another one at the office.
Well, that's good to know, Headcrack, because ain't nothing like sitting next to somebody with some stank-ass breath every day.
Hell, usually this goes for $100 before I Dish Nation viewers. It's only $25!
Oh, man!
We give you your best smile.
This is awesome!
We give you your best smile.
Just go to MorningSaves.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you. Brush away.
Up next, honey, Heidi and Frank will tell you what happens when Job Honey goes wrong.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody. Well, here's a cautionary tale for all of you looking for a new job. A woman in Illinois decided to be discreet about finding a new job from her current gig. So on her lunch break, she went to a job fair. And as she was there, she's filling out an application. Well, the local news is covering the job fair, and the cameraman caught this woman on camera. Now, she had no idea she was even being filmed, but one of her friends called her and said, "Hey, saw you at the job fair." So her cover was basically blown.
Oh, no, did I never tell you guys I had a twin sister? She's looking for a job. That's so crazy. That was not me.
Would you fire the person? You're the boss. You see the local news. There's your employee at a job fair filling out an application, by the way.
I would call her in and I would say, "Listen, I saw you on the news. So my question to you is, are you not happy here?"
How'd you figure that out, old smart boss, you?
See, this is why women aren't bosses.
Exactly. Pay attention to your surroundings. I mean, stay off camera. If I found out later that you went and you avoided the local news, then I lost a good one.
But know what? You know, then you're going to have a lawsuit on your hands because you have no ground. I was on my lunch break.
I probably have a lawsuit on my hands. That's probably why she's looking for another job.
No, what I'm saying, I'm on my lunch break. That's not grounds for firing me. I'm just...
Hashtag job fair.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSaves.com to take advantage of today's great deal.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.